Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, February 8th, 2016. The Indian Point nuclear power plant is leaking radiation once again. Radioactive material was found in groundwater below the power plants just 40 miles north of New York City in Buchanan, New York. Riverkeeper tweeted, "If you're the 42-year-old Indian Point nuke plant, you malfunction. It's just what you do." On Saturday, Governor Andrew Cuomo said water contaminated by tritium leaked into the groundwater. Entergy reported alarming levels of radioactivity at three monitoring wells, with one well's radioactivity increasing nearly 65,000%. The facility reports that the contamination has not migrated off-site and doesn't pose an immediate threat to public health. However, the governor says the latest failure at Indian Point is unacceptable. He directed the Departments of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Health to fully investigate the incident, along with the NRC, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This to determine the extent of the release, its likely duration, cause, and potential impacts to the environment and public health. Elevated levels of tritium were found in two monitoring wells at the site in 2014. Officials said then that the contamination likely stemmed from an earlier maintenance shutdown. In other news, in the aftermath of the boom crane accident in Lower Manhattan Friday morning, Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city is beefing up construction site safety. The accident occurred at 60 Hudson Street. The 565-foot-long crane landed across parked cars and damaged several buildings. Wall Street worker and Upper West Side resident David Wicks was killed in the collapse. Three other people were hurt by debris. The crane was being lowered as a precaution because of high winds of 20 miles per hour when the accident occurred. The crane crew was directing people away from Worth Street as the crane was being lowered. That's why more people weren't injured. Mayor de Blasio says the city is making changes. He says now when there's an indication of 20 miles an hour or higher winds, crawler cranes throughout the city will be required to come down the night before. Also, more sidewalk protection along crane sites, and residents and businesses are to be notified sooner when cranes are moving into position. As well, he is establishing a task force to look at best operation practices. There are currently 376 crawler cranes in the city, those cranes with cabs, and there are currently 43 tower cranes in the city. In other news, New York is taking steps to stop therapists from trying to change young people's sexual orientation. The state is joining a number of other states that have taken action against what's known as gay conversion therapy. New regulations will bar New York insurers from covering the therapy for minors and will prohibit mental health facilities under state jurisdiction from offering it to minors. In international news, the UN Security Council on Sunday said significant measures will be taken against North Korea. This follows the launching of a rocket by the country. It's in violation of a Security Council resolution which prevents North Korea from using ballistic missile technology. Daniel Dickinson reports.
The authorities in North Korea reportedly said the rocket was fired to place a satellite into orbit. The UN Security Council met in a special session on Sunday morning to discuss the missile launch, which is in violation of a council resolution. The council had already decided to take tougher action on the Asian country following a nuclear test in January. Speaking to the media on Sunday, the US ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, called on other council members to work together against the threat posed by the launch.
We will come forward with something tough. We will come forward with something comprehensive. We are determined to break new ground, and we count on other council members who say they see the same threat that we see to come forward and to unify around that common goal.
Earlier, the UN Secretary General branded the missile launch as deeply deplorable. Daniel Dickinson, United Nations.
In other news, Haiti delayed the start of carnival celebrations on Sunday. This because of fears of violence from anti-government protesters as President Michel Martelly ended his term with nobody elected to replace him. Widespread unrest was set off by an election critics say was fraudulent. It meant that Haiti was unable to hold a runoff to select a new president before Martelly stepped down. This left the country facing a period of interim government. On Sunday, protesters and police clashed in downtown Port-au-Prince. This is the area that hosts the capital's heavily attended and raucous annual Mardi Gras celebrations, with some groups trying to attack the carnival stages. In Taiwan, rescuers continue to pull survivors from ruins of a high-rise apartment building. The government in the city of Tainan says more than 170 people have been rescued from the rubble of the 17-story building that was toppled by an earthquake. More than 100 people, though, are still missing. Officials say at least 26 people were killed in this weekend's magnitude 6.4 earthquake. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.